Wendy Epworth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So for those who might not already know you, tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, well, my name's Wendy Epworth. I was actually born in the Sackville Hospital, so I grew up here. I went to Dalhousie University to get my science degree and then moved home. And now I live in Frosty Hollow. I have three great kids, and I live here with my husband, Dave. And I work for Fort Folly First Nation, doing conservation work for endangered salmon. Some of you might know that Dave and I also were running Mel's Tea Room, which unfortunately is now closed because of a lot of unfortunate circumstances, including COVID-19 and the effects of that, plus some issues with our landlord.
Tell us a bit about what factored into your decision to run for this new Town of Tantramar Council.
Well, to be honest, I believe that once Dave and I owned a small business in town, I started to be more aware of town politics or town business. I was, because it concerned me more, it was more relevant to our dealings as business owners. And of course, in being owners of Mel's, Dave and I stepped up to be on the board of the business improvement area downtown. And through that process, not only was I aware of things happening in the town, but also I started to learn about a little bit about the upcoming amalgamation. And having never had a vote before, living in an LSD in Frosty Hollow, I was, you know, curious as to what amalgamation was going to mean for people outside of town limits, but also very interested in having a voice in the decision-making of the town. Because, of course, you know, even if you live in a outside of town limits, Sackville is the town, you know, your town. So, so all those things together just made me decide that I thought I could run for council. I think I have some unique perspective and experience that I'd like to apply.
Do you have some issues that you're hoping to bring to council or highlight if you're elected?
Well, you know, of course, top of everybody's mind is amalgamation and what that's going to mean for people, both inside and outside of town limits. So I know from my own perspective and from what I've heard from people in this area, taxes, you know, what is going to happen to our taxes? You know, everyone's saying, well, they're likely going to increase incrementally over time. And, you know, I do expect that. We expect that. But, you know, I think it's important that if our taxes are going to increase, that we have a unified voice and a seat at the table to discuss, you know, what increased services or access to services the residents in Ward 2 or outside of town limits might be able to enjoy. With this area, I know that the 935 and the 106, where they meet, often is flooded. And when there's a high tide combined with a heavy rain event, we're getting more heavy rain events or extreme weather events because of climate change. I think that being cut off from access to emergency services is something that I feel is a pretty important thing to have addressed one way or another. Economic development is high on my list, partly because of being a business owner in downtown Sackville. I, from my conservation background, climate change and the effects of climate change and being prepared for impacts of climate change is important to me as well.
Let's talk a bit about Ward 2. It's quite a big ward, parts of the former town of Sackville and British Settlement, Westcock, out to Rockport, and sort of around near to Dorchester Cape, and borders with Dorchester there. Can you talk a bit about what some of the challenges will be for Ward 2 as this amalgamation takes shape?
Ward 2, it's such a sterile label. there's a lot of vibrant communities in Ward 2. And the West Sackville portion of Ward 2, Westcock, British Settlement, Wood Point, and Rockport certainly have long well-established communities, sort of akin to, you know, where I grew up in Middle Sackville, or Midgick. Like, they're, you know, families that have been living there for a long time. And so they have their own identity, of course, and you know, nobody wants to all of a sudden just be called Ward 2 or lumped into a big area that where people have different challenges. Of course, you know, the top of King Street has always been part of Sackville, and you know, so what they might see as their identity or their challenges would be quite different than somebody in Lower Rockport. However, you know, I think for this amalgamation, the challenges will be for that area in particular, on the other side of the water control structure at the end of the brook. Having safe access to emergency services is going to be a big consideration for part of Ward 2. And I think that bylaws will need to really be looked at as they are developed and applied to the greater area. I don't think that, you know, a bylaw that's suitable for the town of Sackville is necessarily going to be suitable for Rockport or Frosty Hollow or Wood Point. Likewise, I don't think it's going to be suitable for Midgick or Point of Butte. So I think the representatives of these wards, once we're talking about taxes and bylaws and things of that nature, are really going to have to understand what's going to work for their area and for the communities that they represent. And you know, a more rural way of life. I have chickens. I know people have livestock. These are things that, of course, need to be considered and protected when people start talking about bylaws applying to the place they live.
All right. Now, you've mentioned taxes a couple of times. I did want, you know, I have that down to ask about specifically. The understanding is that, you know, the LSD tax rates right now are sort of lower than they need to be, or that seems to be the general message that we get. The tax rate for 2023 is going to be set by the province, so you won't have to, you know, weigh in on that if you're elected. But 2024 and beyond, that will be on your plate if you're on this council. So how do you, you know, what kind of things are you thinking about in terms of how you do something like that fairly? Like, you know, how do you see it going forward? Being a, you know, both the taxation of these more rural areas that don't necessarily have the same access to services, and you know, how do you strike that balance?
So I think it is going to be a very big challenge to find the balance for taxation between the town of Sackville and for the areas outside of the town. I think that if people are going to have their taxes go up, they're going to expect an increase in services. Now, obviously, you know, it's not possible to be running municipal water and sewer to everywhere across the new town of Tantramar, but, you know, there are infrastructure improvements that could be looked at. And I think that it's not reasonable for people outside of town to be paying taxes equivalent to those inside of town. I think there is going to have to be a difference there. And but I think if there is an increase in taxes, then there has to be value in an increased level of service.
Right. I also wanted to ask you about planning. Ward 2 has a number of rock quarries, and there's a lot of forested land. There's like a lot of natural resources out there. What kind of role do you think the municipality should have in terms of regulating what happens on those lands? You spoke a bit about bylaws and how they might impact things. And I know there has been some controversies over some resource extraction things, like quarries in particular. So I'm just wondering, you know, what role do you think the municipality should play?
Well, you know, I don't have all of those answers. It's going to be a bit of a learning curve. But yes, I know that even in Frosty Hollow, you know, there's been a lot of cutting around here. We hear the cutting happening in West Sackville, even from here. And private lands, you know, landowners have every right to be harvesting wood off of their land. But I do think that I would like to see some conservation lands be acquired out in West Sackville. I have, you know, land conservation, buffer zones around brooks and things like that are something that I think is a very good thing to do, very important to protect headwaters of brooks, especially in light of climate change. So I think that, you know, nobody has the power to prevent a landowner from harvesting on their lands, nor should they. But I think that it would be a good thing to celebrate and protect and make accessible maybe some of the beautiful spots out in West Sackville, Rockport area, and look at some conservation initiatives to protect those landscapes and protect not just the woodland resources, but, you know, the wild game. You know, people out here are hunters, and so, you know, you want there to be healthy woodlands to support those deer and those moose. And so I think that there's, from a land use planning perspective, I think that there's a place out here for some conservation efforts as well.
Okay. I have been asking this question. When it comes to this new Tantramar Council, if you're elected, what do you think will be, give me the sort of best and worst, what aspect has the most potential for good in terms of this new amalgamated municipality, and what is going to be the most challenging thing, do you think?
Well, I think they're almost the same.
Two sides of a coin.
Yeah, I think the very best thing about this amalgamation is going to be being able to come together as a larger area, a region, and to strike a vision for development, which, you know, celebrates, you know, all of the unique characteristics of all of the different groups that are coming together, the different areas that are coming together. It's a gorgeous part of the province. And, you know, I think there's a lot of potential for growth. And I think that we could really play to our strengths, and Sackville could benefit, and the surrounding areas could benefit. and we could, you know, really become a prosperous southeast corner of the province. And so I think that's what we have to gain. The biggest challenge is going to be the very same thing. It's going to be very difficult, I think, or challenging for a council, a mayor and council, to bring these areas together in a common vision. And I think, but I think it's necessary. I think that, you know, it's not going to be productive. It's going to be counterproductive if there's division, or if there's, you know, real tugs of war between what, you know, one area wants or believes is the way forward versus another area. I think we need to find what the common ground is between all of the areas, and pursue those goals and objectives. And I think we need to recognize what the differences are and respect those at the same time. So I think that's going to be a challenge. We need a council that's a unifying council, and a mayor that's a unifying mayor.
Okay, Wendy, is there anything else you'd like to, like, people in Ward 2 to know?
I think that I have a unique set of skills that I can bring to the table. I think that it could be a really good thing. I love living out here in Frosty Hollow, and I know that we, you know, deserve good representation, and I just hope that I will be given a mandate to do so.
All right. Many thanks for your time today, Wendy.
Thank you very much, Erica.